State Farm.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
You're listening in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the TSSAA Spring Fling on WGNS AM-FM, and it is presented in part by Jay Mullins Jewelry, Carpets by Osborne, Jerry Potts Car Care, Craig Stack Service, and Haynes Brothers Lumber Company. Brian Barrett, John Dinkins here with you. Our third baseball game of the day. And the Braves are playing tonight, so we'll get to that afterward, hopefully after a Riverdale win and a Central Magnet win. John?
All right. Brian, Hagen Severance is stepping in here to face Dylan King. And we're about ready to get underway. Right-handed batter did a lot of damage yesterday's game. And the wind in the first pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1.
Jay Mullins Jewelry time of the first pitch, 5:53. Jay Mullins Jewelry, West Northfield Boulevard, behind Capital Bank and next door to Fuji's Restaurant.
Well, you think about Riverdale being this is the third option in Dylan King, but really he has pitched very well in district and region play.
I think they've got a really strong
three-man
rotation.
Here's the wind in the pitch. That one missed outside. One ball, one strike. I want to thank everybody that's been listening. What, 1,000 hits, 1,001 hits on the internet tonight, today?
Well, we're up to that many followers on Twitter.
Here's the pitch, swung on, fouled away.
We had over 1,000 folks listening online this morning, just online. We've gotten about 30, 40 some odd Twitter followers here just this week.
Swing and a foul back to the screen, and it's one ball, two strikes. Hagen Severance, followed by Ryan Beamish, and then Bryce Denton.
Last month was a big month for our website, too, over 4.5 million hits.
Here's the wind in the pitch. Swing and a miss, struck him out with a hard heat from Dylan King. First strikeout of the game, first one for Dylan King, and a good start here in the Riverdale of their defensive half. And speaking of defense, League is catching Dylan Puckett at first, Haddon Adams at second, Drew Huff at short, Brad Wilson over at third, Swayze's in left, McNeil's in center, and McCullough playing right field in this game tonight. The wind of the pitch, strike called, right into the numbers, and it's 0-1.
Really like the fact that Riverdale's batting in the bottom of the innings as well.
Dylan King's last outing against Tullahoma. Here's the pitch, swung on, popped up, left side. Woodson gives chase, so does League. Does he have room? He does, and makes the catch for out number two. So two away in the inning brings up Bryce Denton, the center fielder.
Winner of this game will play Farragut tomorrow at 2. Would have to play two games, would have to beat Farragut twice to get to the championship game. Whoever wins this game will be there. The loser of this game, their season will end.
Here's the pitch, breaking ball in there for a strike, and it's 0-1. Two out in the top of the first. No score. King gets a sign from Garrett League. Now he's ready. Here's the pitch. Another breaking pitch in there for a strike, 0-2.
Well, I tell you what, Denton has not even moved the bat off his shoulder.
No balls, two strikes. Here's the wind. Dylan pitches into the dirt. Denton held off. One ball, two strikes. A beautiful evening. This is almost picture perfect. Just a little breeze. 1-2 pitch. Swung on. A line drive in left field for a base hit. It's going to take off down the line. Swayze has a little trouble with it. It's going to be a double for Denton after two away. I think a big key for King tonight is to get those first couple of outs and don't walk anybody. You don't want to give them any help. They've got enough hitters in the lineup not to aid them by giving them extra outs.
Well, exactly. I mean, let's say, for instance, Beamish walked. I mean, you may be looking at a score right now with that double. So, you know, get a couple of outs, lead off the innings, and I think you'll be in good shape. That puts a little pressure on getting this third out now, though.
Here's Davis Elliott. The first pitch to him is a ball outside, 1-0.
Went a whole lot wrong with that one, just a little high.
Denton at second base. He's got good speed. King from the stretch, and the 1-0 pitch. There's a strike, and it's 1-1. I think you said this was our 162nd game.
This is number 162, games and shows. We're counting
football and everything. Don Sutton and Jim Powell don't have anything on us.
Especially if we get one more, huh?
King with the 1-1 pitch on the way. That breaking ball stayed outside. Two balls, one strike.
Now that includes all of our Monday primetime sports shows that Ideas Tees presents, along with the coaches' shows and football, girls and boys basketball, softball, and baseball.
King ready with a 2-1 pitch. And here it is. Swing and popped up out of play. Count even now. Two balls, two strikes. Two out. Denton at second, who doubled. Davis Elliott, the batter. Seems like the first inning or two in this state tournament has been trouble for Riverdale. Hopefully they can get out unscathed in this one. King gets a sign. Now he's ready. The 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. And that is the second strikeout of the inning for Ravenwood. No runs, one hit, and there was one left. We're going to the bottom half of the first. No score, and you're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. It may be a cliche, but home is where the heart is, and at Steve Martin Construction, we put our heart into every custom home we've built. It's the small things that make a house a home, and we understand that a little luxury can go a long way. You can see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I look forward to talking to you about building your dream home. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639, and online at stevemartinconstruction.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Our coverage is brought to you in part by State Farm agent Andy Womack, 1535 West Northfield Boulevard near the Ford dealer. Get to a better state. State Farm agent Andy Womack, 890-0850, and also presented by DirecTV by Intersource, Rick's Barbecue, Gill's Ace Hardware in Smyrna, Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home, along with Bob Parks Auction Company.
Going to have a little Rick's Barbecue tomorrow at lunch.
Are you?
Right before I come out here. I'm positive thinking here.
Yeah, you're already planning the day.
I am. Luke Yates is the pitcher for the Ravenwood Raptors, and he's going to face Drew Huff leading off here in the bottom of the first. No score. A good start for Dylan King and the Warriors. And all of a sudden, Drew Huff comes up, and the wind goes to about 50 miles an hour.
It's just his aura.
It must be.
And my pencil flies away. It's happened every game.
Well, that's not unusual. Inferior pencil. First pitch from Yates is a ball, 1-0.
This is the same one that you have.
Well, mine just sits there just perfectly. Never moves.
Well, it's not in your, it's in your hand.
Here's the pitch. Strike called. Nipped the outside corner, and it's a ball and a strike to Huff. Huff, Adams, and Puckett, the first three here for Riverdale.
Mine has been well worn. I've even worn the label off of it.
Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch in there, and it's 1-2 now to Drew Huff. Drew hitting 560 on the year.
Umpire very animated in his strike calls, isn't he?
Here's the pitch. There's a line drive deep to center field over Denton's head. Huff on his way to second. Is he going to try for three? No. Denton gets it. Back in quickly, and it's a leadoff double for Drew Huff.
Great start.
It's going to bring up Haddon Adams.
Second baseman, number four, Haddon Adams.
Barry Messer coaching at third. I'm sure Chris Biggs is at first. Yes, there he is, the new Papa. And
Papa Smurf.
Lindsay got to go home today.
Well, that's good.
With the baby, and that's great news. Chris, go home, get the formula ready. Yates in a first inning jam, and the pitch to Adams is down low, ball 1-0.
I think Papa Smurf could stick.
Well, maybe so.
Papa Biggs.
Papa Biggs.
Our big Papa Smurf.
They have a beautiful baby name, Loretta. That's really pretty. You don't hear that much anymore, but it's really
That's
pretty name.
That's old-fashioned kind of name.
Loretta Biggs.
She sounds like, you know, starting center for the 2025 Riverdale Lady Warriors.
Could
basketball.
Be. Well, they bleed Warrior red. Or is it Cardinal?
It's Cardinal.
No, I'm sorry. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, out of play. Back this way.
Cardinal and Vegas Gold.
One ball, one strike. Puckett would be next. Had Adams with a 1-1 count to him. It's 320 down the lines here at Siegel. 375 dead away center, 357 in the gap. Yates checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back.
Haddon Adams was 1-for-3 in the game versus Cookeville in the win. Johnny singled and drove in a run in the fifth inning. And that was the third run and a little insurance in the 3-1 win that they had this morning.
One ball, two strikes to Adams. Huff led off this inning with a double. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Sails up high. Two balls, two strikes. I'll have to say this about Siegel. They've done a great job of hosting this, and they have one of the best hospitality rooms you ever want to go to. I had eggs, sausage, and egg casserole this morning.
And hash browns.
Yes. Here's the pitch. That almost hit him, and the count now full. Three balls, two strikes.
Well, and they've done an equally good job over at Blackman, and those are the two venues we've been to. I'm sure they're doing a great job over at Oakland and MTCS hosting, Laverne hosting, Smyrna. So it's a big tournament.
Here's the stretch. Now the pitch. Swung on, high pop, right side. Actually, it's deeper than that. Freeman going back. He's got it and makes the catch for out number one. So Adams retired on a fly ball to right. Brings up Brady Puckett. And I don't care if he goes 0-for-5 tonight. That pitching performance he had today was unbelievable. 10 strikeouts in a 3-1 win over Cookeville.
Well, not only that, John, you have to also think, I mean, he was 1-for-1, but he walked two other times. He was on base all yep. three times in that game.
And walked nobody as a pitcher. Walked no one. That's pretty amazing. His pitching line only gave up 6 hits. But you're going to give up some hits if you're that your control's that good. Huff still at second. One out now. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive. Right field. Freeman going back. He's under it, and he's got it. And Huff's going to tag and move to third without a throw. So Puckett gave it a ride, but Freeman hauls it down, and that brings up Caleb Swayze, the left fielder.
Swayze was 1-for-2 in the game versus Cookeville this morning. Doubled, scored a run. Also walked. Count that fly out to center field in that mix, 1-for-2.
The left-handed batter steps in there. Got some power. Got a little pop to the opposite field. Luke Yates on the mound for the Raptors. Here's the pitch. Strike called right in on his hands, 0-1. As Brian mentioned, we'll be having some reports from Rafferty Cleary from Blackman High School, where Central's taking on Spring Hill, and I'm sure we'll get a report here very, very soon on that game. It may just have started. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball a little high. One ball, one strike. Huff at third, two out. Love to get that first run in here. Swayze, slightly open stance. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swinging a foul tip. He had a good cut. And it's 1-2. Dudas gives the sign. He's the catcher for the Raptors. And the pitch. Swung on, chopped, foul. Over at first is Kazcor, the winning pitcher yesterday. Severance is at second. Haney is at short. Elliott's at third. And the outfield left to right is Craig, Denton, and Freeman. There's Mr. Haney over at short.
The Romulan Cagzors at first.
Here we go. Now we're just in the first inning, folks.
Well, it's been a long day.
Yeah, it has. Just its effects of the sun, I'm sure.
Yeah.
One ball, two strikes to Swayze. Huff gets his lead from third. In fact, he hasn't even gone to the bag. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Fly ball, center field. Didn't. Came. Went back. Now coming in. And it's through for a hit. And it's going to be a double for Swayze and an RBI. Boy, you knew Denton was in trouble when he went back, and then he came in. Misjudged that ball, but it's still a double for Swayze and an RBI. Caught a break there.
Yeah, if he had been charging in the whole time, John, I think he makes that because it was a diving catch that went off the end of the glove. Sometimes that's what you have in this game of baseball is a break or two, and maybe that was a big one.
Two out in the inning, Brad Woodson with a chance to drive in Caleb Swayze. Boy, Swayze's been a doubles machine in this state tournament. Here's the pitch. Strike called on the outside corner right at the knees, 0-1.
Yeah, you had one in the game this morning versus Cookeville, and Brad Woodson this morning was 1-for-3, singled and drove in a run in the second inning.
Actually proved to be the winning run.
Sure did, because that was the second one, wasn't it?
Luke Yates probably deserves a little better fate. They're going to throw to second, and they get him. Caleb Swayze caught looking at second, and the inning is over. But Riverdale gets a run on two hits. There was nobody left. Swayze caught off the bag. And we have completed one inning of play, and our score now, Riverdale 1, Ravenwood, or the Raptors, nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS.
We're talking now with Heather here at Carpets by Osborne. People are really intent on something that's going to last a long time.
On our VCT commercial lines, we do Mannington and Armstrong, and we do that with a lot of hospitals, schools, any kind of commercial type building, and then we also have lots of commercial carpets that are very durable and specified only for commercial settings.
Carpets by Osborne on Northwest Broad Street next to Southeastern Tire.
At Little Caesars, we make it easy. Our hot and ready pizzas are available all day, every day. So you can just walk in and pick up a large pepperoni for $5 without calling ahead.
Get a hot and ready pepperoni pizza for $5 or a 3-meat treat for $8 at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars proudly introduces the new deep, deep dish pizza with 8 thick, crispy corner slices, hot and ready every day for just $8.
On Memorial in front of Haynes Hardware, Rutherford Boulevard by Walmart, and Franklin Road next to Matco.
Pizza, pizza.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Taking pride in getting our athletes back on the field, Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance is your sports medicine provider. TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com.
And the first pitch to Drew Haney is a strike in there on a breaking ball, 0-1. Riverdale leading 1-0 as we go to the top of the second. The sign by League. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Took something off. Way out in front was Haney.
Boy, he really bluffed him on that one.
No balls, two strikes. King with the wind and now the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Third strikeout for Dylan King. He is dealing right now. Brings up Darryl Freeman, the right fielder.
He's only faced five.
Darryl Freeman.
Right-handed batter steps in there. Has made a couple of nice plays out in right field. Here's the pitch. Strike called, 0-1. Throwing with relatively ease is Dylan King so far. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, popped up back this way and out of play, and it's 0-2. One thing Dylan's been doing is getting ahead of the hitters, as did Brady Puckett in the first game this morning. It's a good sign. Barry Messer had no problem going with Dylan King, and he feels pretty good about his pitching staff from what we can tell. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away, and he's going to reach first on the wild pitch. So it's a strikeout. That's his fourth. However, Freeman goes to first on the wild pitch. May have been called a pass ball. That brings up Matthew Dudas, the catcher. D-U-D-A-S, Matthew Dudas. So King will work now again from the stretch. That's what we talk about, those extra outs. That's what you need to keep away from. Throw over, Freeman is back.
What's weird is if he could pick him off over at first, he'd only face two batters.
That's right. Here's the pitch to the plate. It's outside. Throw down to first. Not in time.
And that one was pretty close. That was a good throw there by League. And I think Freeman got a mouthful of dirt.
One ball, no strikes, the count to Dudas. Craig would be next. Ravenwood got here. They beat Riverdale last night 10-1. Lost today 10-7, and now they're back playing Riverdale again. Riverdale beat Cookeville this morning 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, a high pop into right field. McCullough calling off everybody. He's got it for out number two. And that brings up Tyler Craig, the left fielder. So far, the pass ball has not affected anybody. Two out in the inning, 1-0 Riverdale. We're in the top of the second.
I did say something incorrect a minute ago. Obviously, that strikeout wasn't an out because he reached, even though it was a strikeout. So you couldn't throw him out.
Correct. Throw over, runner back. No harm done. That will be an E. Barrett.
It's sun poisoning.
Yeah, E. Barrett.
E.B.?
E.B., yeah.
Let's not go down that road again, especially today. Greg White may be listening.
Yeah,
in.
You're right. Here's the pitch, strike called, and he's out in front of Tyler Craig, 0-1.
Although they're doing some reseeding on the football field, I think he's been pretty busy out there.
Oh, he really has. They've done a lot of work out there. No balls and a strike. Two out. Freeman still at first. Now Dylan steps off, and he'll reset it again. This Raptor team can hit, that's for sure. Here's the pitch. Pitch out, throw down. He is safe again, but that was close as well.
When Freeman keeps sneaking off, if he'll take another half step, we'll get him.
Well, that was definitely a pitch out. One ball, one strike. To Tyler Craig, the left fielder. Cascor would be next. The stretch, now the pitch to the plate. Swinging, is a strike? Yes, ball got away. I believe that's a strike. I haven't seen the umpire raise his hand, but he swung at it. Oh, they say he did not. Wow.
Well, the home plate umpire didn't call it a strike, and neither did the guy at first.
Well, he was ducking, but he swung at it.
I think he missed that call.
Two balls and a strike. Gary Messer gave him a little mouthful there.
Well, he almost came out of his shoes.
I don't blame him. Two balls and a strike. The stretch by King, the pitch, runner going. Swung on, shot foul down the third baseline.
Well, they knew something was up with Freeman down there because he took a big jump that time.
Two balls, two strikes.
Well, Craig sent that one behind the tarp in the far left field corner, about as far away as you could get it.
But the Raptor retriever guy was motoring down that field at about 80 miles an hour. He was booking it. Time called now by Craig, two balls, two strikes.
Well, he's only trotting back, so that's...
Yeah, I think he wore himself out trying to get to it. I don't think he realized how far it was. King with a 2-2 pitch. Throw over, Freeman back.
I think the crowd's a little tired, too, don't you?
They're not as vocal as they
Not right
have
now.
Been.
Hopefully this Riverdale defense will give them something to cheer about in a second.
Here's the stretch by King, and now the 2-2 pitch. That hit him. So the inning continues. And he is down at first. Freeman goes to second.
It's been a weird inning. Two strikeouts, but two on. A hit batter and a pass ball.
Not any weirder than CAK today. Wow. They left one runner on base.
I know. That very effective.
Tremendous stat.
I mean, they scored.
I'd have to think they might be favored.
Five runs on six hits, I think.
Here's the pitch. Breaking ball nips the outside corner, but it's a ball. 1-0. This has been a very long second inning for Dylan King. Freeman at second. Craig at first. Two out. The stretch and now the pitch. Strike call with a fastball. 1-1. Cascor, who pitched beautifully yesterday in that 10-1 win, got a chance to put Ravenwood on the board here. Here's the stretch, runner going at second. Going to throw to third. He is going to be in there. And it's a stolen base for Freeman and a stolen base for Craig. Double steal. And a 1-2 count to Cascor as that ball was a strike. Runners in scoring position. The go-ahead run down at second.
All he needs is one more K.
Here's a sign from League, the 1-2 pitch. Strike three called, and the inning is over. Three strikeouts in the inning. A hit batter, and two left. We go to the bottom of the second. It's still Riverdale 1, Ravenwood nothing. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball, the TSSAA State Tournament. Stay with us.
Get frustrated with dealer car care? The alternative trusted by Rutherford Countyans since 1996 is Jerry Potts Car Care.
There's pretty much nothing we don't service or work in.
That's Stacy Potts Orpheus at Jerry Potts Car Care.
We have an emissions testing here that we do.
And they have tires.
Anything from Michelin, Bridgestone, BF Goodrich, private label brands. Just about anything you want, we can get.
Jerry Potts Car Care, near the County School Board Office.
2420 Southgate Boulevard, 867-6622.
We have a saying here in the Tennessee Valley, if you don't like the weather, just give it a few minutes and it'll change, which is why you need a heating and cooling system that can keep up, like a high-efficiency electric heat pump that starts saving you money the minute you turn it on. And now that your local power company and TVA are offering 8% financing for up to 10 years, there's never been a smarter time to make the switch. So call your local power company or log on to EnergyRight.com.
Contact Murfreesboro Electric Department at 893-5514 or Murfreesboro Electric.
I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Riverdale leading 1-0 as they go to the bottom of the second. Let's go to Blackman High School. Rafferty Cleary is there with an update from Central Magnet School.
Not much action here. After one inning of play over at Blackman High School, a strong opening pitching performance by Will Norfleet for Central Magnet and an excellent defensive stance in the bottom half of the inning by Spring Hill. Still 0-0 after one inning of play. Brian and John, back over to you guys.
All right, that's Rafferty Cleary. He'll be giving us updates throughout the game. Riverdale with a 1-0 lead, and leading off the bottom of the second is Brad Woodson. Brad had that big hit, and he was at bat when Caleb was picked off at second. One ball, one strike from Luke Yates. Here's the pitch. That one sails low. Two balls and a strike. Well, Julio Turan pitched a beaut yesterday. 128 pitches, a 5-0 win over the Brewers. He is becoming what you'd call a legitimate ace. Here's the pitch. Swung on, popped up, left side. Giving chase is Dudas. And if they drops between them, quite honestly, that probably should be charged an error. Should have been caught. So new life for Brad Woodson and a 2-2 count. Elliott chased it, and so did Dudas. Nobody came up with it. Two balls, two strikes. Yates kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Ball gets away. Woodson may beat this one out. Here's the throw. It is not in time. So identically, what happened in the top of the second happens here leading off the bottom of the second. Woodson a strikeout, but a wild pitch, and he goes to first base. So a good start for the Riverdale second. Rafferty mentioned no score, Spring Hill and Central. And we'll be rejoining him shortly. 1-0 here, Riverdale leads. And the batter is Weston Shaver, and he bunts it down the first base line, going to be foul. And the count goes to 0-1. Shaver, the DH, he'll be followed by Clint McCullough. And just when I thought I was going to get mad at Brian, he comes in with a refreshing cola.
Well, you looked a little parched.
Losing my voice a little bit, I think. What it is, overuse. And I'm not talking about talking to people. I know you were heading there. Throw over, runner back. I'm going to really sound like Mr. Haney soon. Shaver the batter. An 0-1 count to him. Here's the wind and the pitch. Bunts it down the third base line, and it's a good one. You're going to let it roll. It stays fair. It tips the bag. Unbelievable luck there. Weston Shaver with a bunt single. Divine intervention, maybe? We'll take it. Woodson goes to second. This has been a crazy inning. Woodson struck out, reached first on a wild pitch, and then Weston Shaver hits a beautiful bunt down the third base line, and he's on. Runners at first and second, nobody out. Clint McCullough, the batter, getting some words of advice from Barry Messer.
Take it wherever you can get it, John. I mean, right here is a critical spot in the game, obviously.
Well, I keep telling you, baseball is a funny game. Yesterday, in the 10-1 loss, that ball would have rolled foul.
Yeah, but it never touched the line, and when it hit the bag, that meant it was a fair ball.
1-0 Riverdale with a chance to add here. Woodson at second, Shaver at first. Nobody out. McCullough, the batter, he may be bunting. If I know Barry Messer, there's a good possibility of that. Here's the pitch. He is. He bunts it. Right back to the third base side again. Going to be a close play. Doesn't make the throw. The bases are loaded. Might have had a shot, but he didn't throw it. Bases full of Warriors. Clint McCullough with a beautiful bunt down the third base side. Second hit of the inning. Four hits for the game.
Well, the Warriors are really in business right here now, John. Bases loaded, nobody out.
Infield is in at third and first. The shortstop and second baseman playing back for a double play. Garrett Leed, the batter. L-E-A-G-U-E, Garrett League. Luke Yates in a whole heap of trouble. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. One nothing Riverdale, a chance, a golden opportunity to tack on a lot of runs and have a big inning. Dudas gives the sign. Nowhere to put anybody. 0-1 count to League. Here's the pitch. Just outside. One ball, one strike. League steps back in there. Woodson with the lead at third. Shaver at second. Over at first is McCullough. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled back out of play. Just a little out in front of that breaking pitch. And it's 1-2. So he's out in front of League. Jordan McNeil due up next. Here's the stretch by Yates. The 1-2 pitch. Into the dirt, gets away. Here comes Woodson. Flies down the lane, and he scores. It's 2-0. Wild pitch. scores the run. He looked like Superman coming down through there. A head first slide. Woodson scores. It's 2-0 Riverdale. And a 2-2 count to Garrett Lee. Both runners move up as well. Shaver goes to third. And going to second is McCullough. Well, that helps. Didn't even have to swing the bat. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. High fly ball. Shallow right field. Freeman calls him off. Makes the catch. Runners have to hold. And there's one away. So League flies out to shallow right field. And that brings up Jordan McNeil, the center fielder. Can do a lot of things with a bat. He can bunt. Had a triple in game one today. You know, having Jordan McNeil in the number nine spot is almost like having another leadoff hitter.
Well, up and down the lineup, they've been hitting well. McNeil had a triple in the game this morning.
Here's the pitch. Ball high, one ball, no strikes.
That led to another insurance run. Put Riverdale up 3-1. And that was the final score as they defeated Cookeville.
This game has a whole different feel of our different than our game with Ravenwood last night. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Breaking ball, sails high. Two balls, no strikes. Although Cascor was a pretty good customer. He was dealing last night. Two balls, no strikes. 2-0 Riverdale, bottom of the second, still batting. Here's the stretch, the 2-0. High. Another bad one, loads him up again.
Now, I just thought about Woodson sliding in there. Of course, the home plate area is all turf. I wonder how different that is.
I would imagine it's not bad, really. 3-0 pitch. Strike called right at the letters, and it's 3-1. Riverdale fans show their dissatisfaction with that call. Three balls and a strike to Jordan McNeil. I think he hit 320 for the season. Not bad for a number nine hitter. Yates from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Lowy walked him. And that's going to bring up the top of the order, Drew Huff, who doubled to lead off the game and scored a run. He's 1-for-1. Another double like that might clean him. You got really good speed on the bases. Shaver maybe not as much as McCullough and McNeil. The bases are loaded. And the first pitch to Drew Huff. Swung on, he's going for it. Fouls it out of play. Maybe. They're still going for it. And it is out of play. And it's 0-1.
That's in that bad spot. That's the only spot we really can't see from our vantage point.
Haddon Adams on deck, then Puckett. A run is in this inning and the chance to get more. No balls and a strike. Here's the pitch from Yates. Swung on. A high fly ball coming in for it is the left fielder, and it's going to drop. The run's going to score. They don't get anybody. And it's 3-0. Did they call him out? They did. Oh, my. I had a pretty good look at that, and they got McCullough at third. So it's a single for Huff and an RBI.
Second baseman, number four, Adam.
And he is down there at first base. Down at second is McNeil. And they get Clint McCullough at third. Two out, but another run is in. And the first pitch is a ball to Haddon Adams. Flied out to deep right field in the first inning. He's 0-for-1. Yates from the stretch. Well, if he gets out of this with only two runs, I'd have to say he's done pretty well. There's a good cut by Adams. Fouls it back. One ball, one strike. Yeah, he's trying to do damage control. And that throw, throwing McCullough out, really a big play. Adams ready for the Yates. His 1-1 pitch. Swung on. Goes the other way. Freeman going back. Still going back. He's got it for out number three. But a pretty good inning for the Riverdale Warriors, I might say. Two runs on three hits. There was a walk in there, and there were two left. We've completed two. Brian Barrett due up next as Riverdale leads it 3-0 over Ravenwood. You're listening to State Farm Prep Baseball on WGNS. Brian, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Take it, buddy.
That's amore.
Gondolier Italian Restaurant has opened their first Middle Tennessee location in Murfreesboro. Enjoy their incredible $4.95 work week lunch special every Monday through Friday from 11 to 3. You get breadsticks, a salad or soup, and an entree for only $4.95. And don't forget to finish your meal with one of their delectable desserts, many of which are made in-house. That's Gondolier Restaurant at 219 Northwest Broad Street, just south of the Murfreesboro Square, and online at murfreesborogondolier.com.
If you need books, you go to the bookstore. If you need Blue Raider tees and gear, go to Lightning's Locker Room. If you're looking for the biggest selection of Blue Raider gear anywhere, why go to the bookstore? A bookstore specializes in and sells books. After all, it's in their name. Lightning's Locker Room specializes in and sells tees, sweats, polos, flags, and more, and spend all of their time creating the biggest selection. Lightning's Locker Room, the official merchandise source for Blue Raider athletics. 910 Richley Road, turn off Broad between Chewy's and Chili's, and at the football stadium.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tune in next time for the DirecTV by Intersource pregame show. DirecTV by Intersource, A15-1800. And after the game, it's the Prentice Also Heating and Air postgame show. We go to the third. Here's Brian Barrett, my cohort.
All right, John, back to the top of the order.
No, cohort's kind of like a wart.
Cohort.
Yeah,
cohort. I'm the cohort. Dylan King, the first pitch to Hagan Severance. Big swing and a miss by Severance. He struck out back in the first. We are going to get an update after this batter from Rafferty Cleary covering the Central game. Strike two called. Central playing the Spring Hill squad. 0-2 pitch coming from King to Severance, and here it is. This one in the dirt. Gets by. One ball, two strikes. It's top of the order. Severance, Beamish, and Denton for the Ravenwood Raptors. King with the sign here from League. And here is the pitch. Just misses on the outside corner. And now Severance has climbed back into this. 2-2 pitch from King. Popped up, left field, and deep, very deep. And it is going to be off the wall. He is going to touch them all as it goes over the top of the fence out there. Comes back into play, but it's still a home run for Hagan Severance. And it's now 3-1. Riverdale over Ravenwood. Let's get that report out from Blackman. Rafferty, take it away.
Here at Blackman High School, well, through 2.5 innings, Will Norfleet, the pitcher for Central Magnet, has faced 9 batters, striking out 1 and allowing only 1 hit. So a pretty good performance so far. Still nothing to nothing as we head into the bottom of the third inning. Back to Brian and John.
All right, Rafferty, thanks. Appreciate that update. Batter is Ryan Beamish.
Well, you know, everybody, that's a nice home run. But, boy, I tell you what's great about it. It was a solo blast.
Right.
Nobody was on, and that's what I'm telling you. Get the outs you're supposed to get and let everything else take its place. You're not going to shut them out. Usually they're a good hitting team, and especially Severance. He's a horse, and I think that's great that it was a leadoff homer.
Fly ball into deep, deep center field. Drifting over to make the diving catch. Was McNeil.
Well, wherever he goes, he makes a highlight reel. Either he or Haddon Adams, either one of the two, have been a highlight reel out here in this state tournament.
Maybe Rob Beamish of a double there. So, Bryce Denton, who had the only other hit coming into this inning in the game, a double back in the first, stands in here and takes a strike on the outside corner. Righty v. righty here. Dylan King stretches, and the pitch. Strike two called. Same spot, really. Outside corner. Dylan King working pretty feverishly out there. Slows up here to get the right sign. Fastball inside this time, about letter high.
Another point, Brian, you've got to get as many, and once you get opportunities to score against this bunch, you need to keep adding runs. You need to keep the pressure on.
Don't be satisfied. Three may not be enough. They lead 3-1. The 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Took something off that time. And that is the sixth strikeout for Dylan King through three innings. Not really. It's through two and two-thirds innings.
That was a really majestic. You saw it, and we thought it was just going to be a normal fly ball, and that thing just kept rising. That's what good home run hitters do.
Well, I really thought it was. Strike called on the first pitch to Davis Elliott, who also struck out in the first.
It was a majestic blast.
Well, it just kept carrying and carrying and hit off of the yellow stripe on top of the fence. Swing and a miss. Big cut on the fastball. No balls, two strikes to Davis Elliott. King, the pitch, just got a piece of it, did Davis Elliott, to stay alive here. If Riverdale wins, they'll play at 2 tomorrow versus Farragut. If Central wins, they'll play at 2 tomorrow versus CAK, both from the loser's bracket. 0-2 pitch, breaking ball just a little low. Takes the count to 1-2. There are two out. The 1-2 pitch, about letter high with that one. Even it up at two balls, two strikes. Braves and Brewers coming up after this game as well. So a full day of baseball here on WGNS. Strike three called. Outside corner. Back-to-back strikeouts. Seven for the game for Dylan King. One run, and it was a homer by Hagen Severance on that one hit. But there was nobody left. And we move along here to the bottom of the third. 3-1, Riverdale over Ravenwood on WGNS, AM/FM online.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prentice Allsup Heating and Air.
Prentice Allsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrenticeAllsup.com.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1550.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS brought to you by State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton. She's been so nice to us this year, Brian. Located at 803 North Thompson Lane near Medical Center Parkway. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, 895-2700. I don't know who you could trust any better. Take care of your insurance needs.
Swing and a miss by Puckett on two pitches in a row. So he has fallen behind Yates, 0-2. Sacrifice fly in the first for Brady. The pitch way upstairs there by Yates this time. Dudas up from the crotch position to make that grab. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch from Yates. Going to be lined down first base, third base side and foul. Brady in the earlier game, one for one, but reached three times, two walks in the earlier game, which was the 10 o'clock game this morning. Pop this one up, infield. Well, it's going to drift just into the outfield. It keeps moving around, but Denton comes in to make the grab. Thought that one might have had a chance to drop. Fly ball to center field. We'll bring up Caleb Swayze, and we'll get an update here from Rafferty Cleary here in just a moment as Swayze strides to the plate. Rafferty covering the Central Spring Hill game over at Blackman for us. An in-game update coming up after this at-bat by Swayze. He doubled and drove in a run his last time up. Takes a strike on the outside corner from Yates. Sometimes you never get enough from this bunch. This pitch just a little low. A few groans from the Ravenwood folks with that one. One ball, two strikes. Make that one ball, one strike. Brad Woodson on deck. Pitch in there. Looks a tad low. But everyone's a critic, right? Yates shakes off one pitch and now stretches the pitch. This one going to be foul tipped right back into the glove. Now a controversy and Barry Messer coming up here. I think he dropped it. I don't know if they're going to appeal down to first or not. Got two outs on the board. I don't know if that's going to be reversed. I heard it hit the bat, and he called a strike maybe. You probably heard it as well. Yeah, that's what they're discussing here. It was definitely foul tipped. Now there's going to be some conversation here, so we may get an overturning of that. Swayze did tip it, and I most certainly heard it. So he called him out when indeed I don't believe Caleb Swayze was. And what's going to happen here is you're going to hear from the Ravenwood coach if they do overturn this. While we've got a break, let's head out to Blackman High School and get an update on Central versus Spring Hill. Rafferty Cleary, take it away.
Action strikes here in the bottom of the third inning at Blackman High School. Central Magnets' Derek Sargent belts an RBI single out to left field, scoring in Mackenzie Jackson. So heading into the top of the fourth inning, Central Magnet takes a 1-0 lead. John and Brian, back to you all.
All right, good news there. Bad news here is Swayze is going to be a strikeout victim. The second, regardless of the fact that the ball was foul tipped. And if you go back and listen to the tape, you'll hear it on the recording, I'm sure. Ball high to Brad Woodson. Two out here in the Riverdale third. The pitch. Strike called, right down Warrior Drive. One ball, one strike to Brad Woodson. Unfortunate circumstances for Caleb Swayze. 1-1 pitch, going to be popped up. Right side of center field, drifting back is Severance to make the catch.
And that is going to be out number three. So 1-2-3 go the Warriors here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We move along to the fourth. Your score remains Riverdale 3, Ravenwood 1 on WGNS. State Farm, Rep Baseball.
The Smyrna Bowling Center, a great place to take the family for fun.
Bright and colorful and not dimly lit like the bowling alleys of old. The fun never ends.
Mark Hubbock is general manager at the Smyrna Bowling Center and says anybody can bowl.
From small children all the way up to senior citizens, anybody can do this sport. It's a great activity. You know, you're taking a 12 to 16 pound bowling ball for most people and rolling it down the lane, three game series, you're going to lift quite a bit of weight.
Come on, let's have fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brett Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
Craig's Tax Service is located just off Memorial on Heritage Park Drive. You can contact us at 890-2233.
It makes sense to get help with your taxes. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We are proud to support all Rutherford County student athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Tonight's game brought to you by Ideas Tees, who's everywhere in this state tournament. There's a little tents set up, some state tournament souvenirs, T-shirts. Hodge Construction Services, Gondolier Italian Restaurant on Broad, Midas of Murfreesboro, and State Farm.
First pitch from Dylan King in there for a strike to Drew Haney, who struck out in his last appearance in the second. No balls and a strike. The wind, the pitch. Just fisted this one out of play on the first base side. 1-0 Central Magnet over Spring Hill. Rafferty keeping us updated on that one during our broadcast here. We'll be doing the same thing tomorrow if we can get both teams there.
Brewers lead the Braves 4-1 after three, or at the top of the third.
Swing and a miss, way out front of that one. And Dylan King, dating back to last inning, has now set down three in a row and has eight strikeouts in this game.
Now batting the right fielder, number 21.
Right fielder Darryl Freeman, who struck out his last time up but reached on a pass ball. Got all the way to third, had a stolen base in there. Takes a strike on the first pitch. You have to also keep in mind that these guys played the game that started at 12:30, so they probably weren't done until about 2:33. Swing and a miss. 0-2 now, King ahead of Freeman. So they didn't have quite as much rest as Riverdale did. They were done by noon, had about 4 hours or so to rest up, get cooled down. The 0-2 pitch, he was way out in front. It's going to be a strike him out, throw him out. League down over to first to Puckett. And that's now four in a row set down, dating back to the third inning. And nine strikeouts for Dylan King.
Batting the catcher, number three. Matthew
King so far having his way. And
set him up with a fastball and then going with that little off-speed pitch. And they have gone reaching and gone fishing, and they haven't come up with anything.
Matthew Dudas flew out to right field in his last at-bat. Takes the first pitch, breaking ball on the outside corner. Looked like it was going to be out or inside and just nipped the outside of that plate. Now an 0-1 pitch, fastball, fouled back this way. King is doing a really good job of mixing up his pitches.
He's got them guessing. They don't know what's coming.
Matthew Dudas stands in, the 0-2 pitch to him. This one, breaking ball in the dirt.
One more strikeout, and he will match Brady Puckett's performance. And we're only in the fourth.
Puckett had 10 strikeouts in his outing this morning against the Cookeville Cavaliers. The stretch, the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, he struck out all three he faced this inning. 10 for the game, and Dylan King is dealing Let's move along to the bottom of the fourth. Your score remains Riverdale 3, Ravenwood 1. As you listen in to WGNS State Farm coverage of the TSSAA Spring Fling.
Got a big bunch to feed? Mike Lanning at Rick's Barbecue has the answer.
Family pack is a very popular item. I think it's priced real well. The picnic pack will serve probably 8 to 12 people.
And if you have even more hungry mouths to feed?
We cater to any size group. We'll quote them a price over the phone. We have our main menu, but we would also add whatever they would like to go along with their catering.
From 1 to 1001, it's Rick's Barbecue. Two locations, on Warrior Drive behind Rite Aid and on Memorial down from VA.
Are you struggling with ideas to promote your business? Well, don't stress. The folks at Franklin's Printing know how important it is to reach new customers to grow your business. They can help with that new brochure you need to design. You know more about your business than anyone else, but we know how to make your business look good in print. Everyone at Franklin's Printing will give your project the care and appearance you deserve. Call now for an appointment. We'll make you look great at Franklin's Printing. Call 890-5249 right now.
I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
State Farm Prep Sports on WGNS, brought to you in part by Ideas Tees, operators of Lightning's Locker Room, and they're going to bring you this half inning. Located at 910 Ridgely Road, turn off broad between Chewy's and Chili's. Put your logo on just about anything, screen printing, embroidery, and more at Ideas Tees. It gets very difficult to read at sunset.
Does it?
Yes.
Well, it's your sunglasses.
Yeah, I've got to change in just a minute.
Yeah.
Not yet. Not ready yet. Last night I did an entire game. It was dark and had sunglasses still on.
Yeah, we could tell. I mean, no, just kidding.
Well, this will be Brian's last inning forever.
Really?
No, yeah, that's a part of it. You wouldn't care. I know.
I would care. Where else would I want to be? Yates still in there for the Raptors, and he's going to face Weston Shaver, the DH. He pops it up right side. It's coming back this way somewhere. Now falls behind us. Shaver, McCullough, and League, 6, 7, and 8 hitters. Shaver and McCullough both have bunt singles. Riverdale with, let's see, 5 hits. Board only has 4, though. This one gets by. Pitch count goes to 1-1.
I'm thinking maybe they might have called one an error, but I'm going to still maintain it was a hit.
Well, I'm going with you then, because I have 5 on there. Yates winds, and here's the 1-1 pitch. Low and outside. Two balls, 1 strike. As Yates faces Shaver here. Shaver trying to get on, swing and a miss. I'd like to get that leadoff man on. Riverdale did it in the first, and Drew Huff. Huff's 2 for 2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The pitch swung on, popped up. Coming in is Elliott. He may have some room over there to make the catch, and he does. So that's going to be a pop-up to retire Shaver. Let's get out to Blackman and get an update on Central versus Spring Hill. Rafferty?
Well, guys, Spring Hill counters Central Magnet here in the top of the fourth with 2 outs, 1 on in the top of the fourth. Zach Harrison of Spring Hill hit a frozen rope double out to left, scoring in Daniel Pruitt to tie it up 1-1. Now, controversy arose when Central Magnet coaches and players said Harrison never touched third while rounding it. They thought the scoring runner should be out, but all umpires said no, and the run stands. So sitting here, heading into the bottom of the fourth, it's tied up 1-1 here with Central Magnet and Spring Hill. John and Brian, back to you guys.
All right, Rafferty, thanks for that report. 1-1, 1 strike, the count to Clint McCullough. The Warriors leading 3-1. The pitch, fly ball into right. Freeman is making the run over to make the grab. So two away as McCullough flies out to right field.
Well, Freeman's a good outfielder. And for a right fielder, he covers a lot of ground out there. Good speed. Made a nice catch. That wasn't that easy.
No, from where he was playing, he had to really hustle to get to it. With two out, that's going to bring up Garrett League. League flew out to right his last time up, takes a strike from Yates. 1-1, Spring Hill and Central Magnet. Here, 3-1, Riverdale over Ravenwood. Breaking ball, didn't break that time. One ball, one strike. If League can reach, McNeil would be next. He's on deck. The 1-1. Low and inside. Two balls and a strike. Sun beginning to set. The infield already in the shadows. This pitch outside. And Yates behind League here. 3-1. We're not far from the lights coming on here at Siegel, I wouldn't think. The 3-1 pitch from Yates in there for a strike on the outside corner. Just nipped it. And the count is full now. League battling Yates here with two out. Yates shakes off one and now sets the pitch. A shot to third. Picked up by Elliott over there. Gathers himself. Throws it over to first. And Garrett League retired on the ground out to third. Three up, three down go the Warriors in back-to-back innings. So let's give it back over to John and see what he can do here in the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Riverdale leading 3-1 over Ravenwood in this elimination game of the Blue Cross Spring Fling. TSSAA State Championships presented by State Farm on WGNS. We'll be back.
DirecTV by Entersource, your trusted source for entertainment.
Business owners could call the 800 number and get the same channels, but
they know that if something happens, we're going to be there immediately. If you've got a sports bar, 50 TVs going, and it's a Saturday afternoon and something goes down, you can't wait till Tuesday to get it fixed. It's got to be fixed right then.
Get rid of cable and upgrade to DirecTV.
Don't call the 800 number for DirecTV. Call your local authorized DirecTV dealer. DirecTV by Entersource, 815-1800.
Winners Trophies can help you with customized awards for any occasion. Owner Kelly Hockenberry continues to provide awards for sports teams, churches, recognition awards, and more. Call Winners Trophies at 904-6002. That's 904-6002 for the best in quality, service, and pricing. You can also email Kelly, Winners Trophy, at Comcast.net. That's Winners Trophy at Comcast.net. Any award for any occasion. Winners Trophies, 904-6002.
State Farm. I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
We have got your Spring Fling fix. We're covering the Riverdale-Ravenwood game. And Rafferty Cleary with updates from the Central Spring Hill game over at Blackman High School. We're at Siegel. And it's time for John Dinkins to take over the microphones and take you the rest of the way home. And what we hope is a Riverdale victory to the state's Final Four in AAA baseball. John, take it away.
All right, Brian, Tyler Craig to lead off here in the top of the fifth. Dylan King with 10 strikeouts. Only giving up two hits, one of them a home run blast by Hagen Severance. He's due up third in this inning. Here's the pitch. Strike called, 0-1. So far, Dylan King has done exactly what I told him to do. Keep people off the bases, and the big blast won't hurt you as much.
Well, let's get to Severance with nobody on. How about that?
There you go. Here's the pitch, swing and a foul. That got a piece of the umpire. No balls, two strikes. Riverdale leads it 3-1. We are in the top of the fifth. It's 1-1, Central and Spring Hill. They were in the fourth, I believe. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. That same pitch has gotten them all night. The 11th strikeout for Dylan King. And about four of those have been strike them out, throw them out.
Well, in one of those, Darryl Freeman reached on the pass ball, and that's one of those that got away from League. This one, he had to knock it down just to keep it in front of him and then throw it over to Puckett.
That ball is really breaking down on Dylan King, and he has been very effective. 11 strikeouts brings up Micah Cascor, And the pitch to him just misses. One ball, no strikes.
It's not only 11 strikeouts, John. It's six in a row that he has struck out.
And most of them are swinging strikes, which is even more impressive. Here's the pitch. Strike called right at the letters, and it's 1-1. And Cascore didn't agree with that one. Takes a few steps out of the batter's box.
Well, he's wearing the socks on the outside like the olden days.
Yes, he is. One ball, one strike. Here's the wind and the pitch. Strike called, and it's 1-2.
You like that olden days look? With the
I don't
stirrups?
Really. I really don't. And you would think, being an old-timer, that I would. But
you like the old Braves powder blue uniforms?
No, I don't like those either.
Really?
I like the 1969 uniform. Swung on, foul back, out of play.
Is that
they
the,
were gray. They looked like the old Yankees away uniforms.
Solid gray?
The home were pinstripe. But they were white and blue, like the dark blue. And the gray was really just with Braves on the front. It was very simple. Here's the pitch. Grounder to second. Up with it is the second baseman, and that is Adams. And he makes the throw for out number one. Might make that out number two. 4-3 on the put out. Adams with a nice play going to his left. And that brings up public enemy number one, Hagen Severance, who struck out and hit a home run. He's 1-for-2. And it was a blast. And I don't mean that in a good way. It was smoked. A high, deep fly to left that went over the left field fence. Here's the pitch. There's another one. Deep left center field. It's up against the wall. Bangs against the fence. McNeil, it gets by him. Severance stops at second with a two-out double. But there again, that's what I mean. Probably the best hitter on the team, and there's nobody on when he hits. Third hit for Ravenwood brings up Ryan Beamish, who's popped up and flied out. He's 0-for-2.
John, if you can retire Beamish, get out of this inning with that double, and then face 3, 4, and 5 in the sixth, maybe get some runs here in the bottom of this inning, Riverdale may be looking really good.
Key batter in this inning is Beamish. Two out, runner at second. Here's the pitch. Fastball inside, one ball, no strikes. And Barry Messer going to make his way to the mound to talk to Dylan King here. No doubt about it, when you're in an elimination game, you're going to pull out all the stops. This is just a little conference. I think what he's going to tell Dylan is don't walk this guy and don't give him anything to hit. How's that?
Well,
that's great advice, isn't it? Don't walk him, but don't give him anything to hit.
You know, you want to get him out because you've got Severance down there at second, John, and Beamish is the tying run at the plate. So you don't want to put him on and put him down there at first.
One ball, no strikes to count to Beamish.
Especially with two out already.
I don't really want to see Bryce Denton this inning either.
No.
He's doubled in the first.
Got the only other hit other than the two hits by Severance.
Haddon Adams having a conversation out there with Hagen Severance.
Bet he's telling him not to hit the ball anymore.
Maybe. Huff playing close to the bag, and Adams is out there, and I don't know what's going on here. Maybe thinking a play's on. Severance with a pretty good lead down at second. A 1-0 count to Beamish. Here's the stretch of the pitch. Fastball high. Two balls, no strikes.
They may be gambling here a little bit, you know. If Ravenwood's going to try to pull out all the stops here, too. They're not going to go down quietly.
Two balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. There's a strike on the inside corner at the knees, and it's 2-1. Craig led off this inning, striking out. Cascore hit a grounder to second. Then the Severance double, and now Beamish with a 2-1 count. Riverdale leads by two. Here's the pitch. Swung on, foul back out of play. Over to the softball field. Two balls, two strikes, two out, a runner on. And he's at second. Beamish steps back in there. Now King steps off the rubber. Wants another set of signs. Now we're ready. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. High fly ball in foul territory. Swayze has got it. What a play.
My gosh.
I've seen some pretty catches. That maybe ranks one of the best. Caleb Swayze robs Ryan Beamish in foul territory. No runs, one hit. There was a double by Severance and one left. We've completed 4.5. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's still Riverdale 3 and Ravenwood 1. Give a blue star to Caleb Swayze. We'll be back.
For over 4 decades, Fans Heating and Air has been a symbol of quality for Murfreesboro and Rutherford County. Alton and Jason Fan are there to ensure quality to every customer, even showing up on site. Fans Heating and Air is located on Jayhawk Court near the County School Board offices. They ask that you stop by or call 893-7930. That's 893-7930. For friendly, complete service on Amana, Bryant, or York Heating and Air products, Fans will do it all. Sell you your choice of products and then install it with their factory-trained, experienced professional staff. In the unlikely event you need service, Fans will be there with trained technicians. Fans specializes in new homes, custom homes, or existing buildings. Give Fans Heating and Air a call today, 893-7930, 893-7930. Good luck to all our schools and student athletes from Fans Heating and Air.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Monty King, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
This half inning brought to you by State Farm Agent Bud Morris at 3245 Franklin Road, just down from Franklin Road Christian School. Get to a better state with State Farm Agent Bud Morris, 893-1417.
Jordan McNeil to lead off the bottom of the fifth. Riverdale still clinging to a 3-1 lead. And the wind of the pitch by Yates is bunted down the third base line and foul.
Big congrats to the Middle Tennessee Blue Raiders defeating Old Dominion today. 4 or 5 games are pretty tough in a tournament. Nice win for Coach Mags and crew.
0-1 to Jordan McNeil. Here's Yates' 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball stays up high. 1-1. He's pitched pretty well. 3 runs on 4 hits. Not a bad performance by Yates, but he's been outdueled by Dylan King so far in this one. The 1-1 pitch, bunted. First base side. It'll be a tough play. Yates got him. Where's the replay when you need it? McNeil out. It goes 1-3. Brings up the top of the order, Drew Huff, who's doubled and singled, driven in a run, and scored a run. So Drew with a good night. One out here in the bottom of the fifth. Yates delivers to Huff. Swung on, blooped into center field, and going to fall for a base hit. Denton plays it on the hop. And 3 hits on the night for Huff.
Who is hotter than Drew Huff? Show me.
Nobody tonight, anyway. That's the 6th Riverdale hit. And it brings up Haddon Adams, who's flied out to the right fielder twice. Huff with good speeds at first. Adams stands in there. Yates checks the runner at first. Here's the pitch. Low, a ball, 1-0. They play Adams straight away, maybe slightly to right. Big hole down the left field line. Here's the pitch, and it went that way and fouled it back. Count even at a ball and a strike. One ball, one strike. Huff with a short lead at first. Not going. Pitch is a strike called, and he's out in front of Adams. 1-2. Ravenwood Raptors, 28-14 on the year. Winner plays tomorrow at 2. The loser goes home. Here's the pitch. Curveball swung on and missed. Got him. Strikeout number 3. And Haddon Adams is the victim. It's going to bring up Brady Puckett. It's flied out to the right and flied to center. He's 0 for 2. And in the last 3 weeks, that's almost unimaginable that Puckett is hitless. Huff still at first, now 2 away. Riverdale hasn't scored since the second. Throw over, runner back. Six to one Brewers over the Braves now. Bottom of the fourth, they are hitting Irvin Santana pretty good tonight. Here's the pitch, swung on, foul back, out of play. Sometimes it's just not your night. And it may be that for Irvin Santana tonight. No balls and a strike to Brady Puckett. Pitched to Jim earlier today in a 3-1 win, and that's what the score is here. Runner going. Huff going to beat it easily. Stolen base. Ball gets away. Huff's going to take off and try it. And he is going to make it with a head first slide. Stolen base and an error. And that would be E2.
Well, this changes a lot of things, John. You go from having a runner at first with two out and Puckett up here to a runner at third with Puckett looking at a 1-1 count. Need some insurance here.
Huff only 90 feet away, and where he's standing, probably about 85 feet away. Yates with a 1-1 count to Puckett. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back.
Dyer County leads Dobbins Bennett over in the Oakland bracket. 3-0 after three innings of play on your Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard in the AAA tournament.
One ball, two strikes, two out, Huff at third in the bottom of the fifth. The pitch by Yates. Swung on, chopped foul. Kind of a weak swing, but just got a piece of it.
Yeah, I mean, the difference here, you go from a base hit having two on to a base hit run scoring in this situation. It's a big at-bat for Brady Puckett.
From the stretch, here's Yates. Here's the pitch. Low and outside, two balls, two strikes.
I think Yates knows it, too. A little more pressure. He's been a little, I wouldn't say rattled, but he's been especially deliberate in what he's pitching to Brady Puckett.
Luke Yates. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line foul over Drew Huff's head, but it's foul. And the count remains 2-2.
Drew hit the deck on that one, didn't he?
He sure did. And it had a lot of topspin on it. It looked like it was heading right for him, and then it tailed off foul.
Braves trailing the Brewers 4-1. We'll get you to that game, hopefully, after what will be a Riverdale victory here. 6-1 now, bottom of the fourth. Brewers over the Braves.
Here's the pitch. Sells up high upstairs, and it's a full count. Three balls, two strikes. So this bodes well for Puckett's at bat. On deck is Swayze. The wind, the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, chopped foul again into the Ravenwood dugout. Boy, a two-out hit would be huge here. Three balls, two strikes. Here's Yates from the stretch. And the 3-2 pitch. Swung on, line drive, left center field. Base hit. The run's going to score. And it's 4-1. So Puckett does deliver with a single and an RBI. And it's 4-1. That is a huge insurance run out there. And Huff scores. Second hit of the inning. And now Caleb Swayze, who's doubled and struck out and made a superhuman catch out in left field.
Superhuman is right. He may be one of the X-Men.
I'm telling you. Well, we've got Kazcor over here.
The Romulan.
I've been watching too many movies.
My son is a sci-fi superhero nerd.
And you know the logo. I mean, you know the language, you know? That's
yeah, he brings out the nerd in me, too. Belcher running at first, by the way, John, for Puckett.
4-1 the score. Belcher's putting more miles in than my car. Here's the strike called to Caleb Swayze. 4-1, Riverdale with a big insurance run here in the bottom of the fifth.
I want to be greedy here, John. I
do, too.
More. Ravenwood's bat's kind of scary.
Belcher with good speed at first. The pitch. Thought he was going, pitched out, and it's a ball, 1-1.
I'll look ahead to the Ravenwood sixth. Denton, Elliott, and Haney, 3, 4, and 5 hitters due up to face Dylan King.
And the pitch, runner going, and he is going to be out, and the inning is over. So Caleb Swayze kept standing there at home plate, and Belcher's thrown out, and the side is retired. But not before Riverdale comes up with one run on two hits. There was nobody left. We've completed five, and it's now Riverdale 4, Ravenwood 1. You're listening to State Farm TSSAA State Championship right here on WGNS.
When's the last time you sat down at the table to a home-cooked meal? We do that every night at Farmer's Family.
And on Friday and Saturday night, we go all out. We do grilled ribeye steaks, frog legs, fried oysters, shrimp, crab cakes, salmon, even gator tail, and all-you-can-eat crab legs.
Remember Farmers, where everything is farm-fresh!
Come in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Host of the Prentice Ossoff Heating and Air Coach's Corner, Farmer's Family Restaurant on Old Fort Parkway between Walmart and Home Depot.
Hodge Construction Service is a proud supporter of Rutherford County student athletes. Terry Hodge is a true friend to local students. Hodge Construction Services specializes in all types of home repair, carpentry, plumbing, and electrical work. He also specializes in doing quality work on time. You don't pay a penny until the job is finished. Hodge Construction Services can be reached at 390-8941. Hodge Construction Services, 390-8941.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Celeste Middleton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Don't forget to check out all of our spring fling coverage, and if you missed the football game in the fall, you can go back there, too, on the Sir Pizza Podcast. Sir Pizza sponsors our podcast online at GoPrimetimeSports.com. Just look for the Sir Pizza Podcast button. Sir Pizza, good to the very edge with 3 local locations. Stop by.
Here's the first pitch from Dylan King, and it's outside a ball, 1-0. He'll face Denton, Elliott, and Haney, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters. And what's been so good about Dylan King, he's listened to everything we've told him to do tonight. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. Strike called right at the knees, and it's 1-1.
Well, in this part of the lineup, John, the 3, 4, and 5 hitters, 4 strikeouts and a hit.
And that's huge. They had much better totals last night. Here's the pitch. Swung on, fouled away. First thing he needs to do is get Denton. I'll just keep telling him.
You've got it all mapped out.
1-2. Riverdale with a 4-1 lead, trying to advance to tomorrow's game at 2.
Farragut awaits.
Got to win them both to get to the championship game. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, fly ball, pretty well hit. Swayze going back, still going back, and he's got it. Boy, Swayze's answered the call tonight. That was a nice catch. Brings up Davis Elliott, who has struck out in the first and struck out in the third, 2 of 11 of his strikeouts. Well, that's a great catch and a big out here in the sixth inning. Only 5 outs left for the Raptors. And that 3-run lead looks a lot better than that 2-run lead. Here's Elliott. The wind and the pitch from King. Strike called, 0-1. He is, I don't know how many first pitch strikes he's had tonight, but it has been unbelievable.
Yeah, he's been out in front a lot.
Here's the wind, the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball upstairs. It's 1-1.
And his pitch count's only in the 70s, John. A while back on Twitter, I saw he was about 63, so he's barely around the low 70s.
Pitch, strike two called. Well, he's putting it about anywhere he wants to tonight. He hasn't walked anybody, as far as I know. He has hit a batter. The wind, the 1-2 pitch on the way. Swung on, popped up. Lee comes back, looks at it. It's going to be out of play. And it hits the stands.
Press box.
Oh, okay.
Right on the tin roof.
I didn't want to look. I was afraid it hit me. One ball, two strikes. Huge crowd here at Siegel. I mean, just unbelievable crowds everywhere we've gone. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, looped into left field, and it is going to fall in front of Swayze for a one-out single. That's the fourth hit. I'm sorry. Yes, the fourth hit. And that's going to bring up the shortstop, Drew Haney. Struck out in the second, struck out in the fourth. Well, I know Barry Messer's really interested in that pitch count and looking for any sign of tiring by Dylan King. He's pitched a gem tonight. So here's Haney. Freeman would be next. Here's the pitch. High. One ball, no strikes.
Everybody has to work a little harder. League has to work a lot harder with runner on. King has to worry about that runner over there at first.
The 4-9 hitters, two balls, no strikes. The 4-9 hitters tonight have no hits until this one by Davis Elliott, and they have struck out 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. So he's done a job on the middle of the order. Barry Messer, I think, want to check on King, see how he's feeling.
Second meeting out there here on WGNS. Our coverage is brought to you in part by Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, Winners Trophies, Steve Martin Construction, along with Loveless Fine Photography, and Prentice Alsop Heating and Air.
And the powwow is over. Dylan King still out there. He must have told Barry Messer what he wanted to hear.
That's the second time he's been out to talk to Dylan, so don't know if they're sending anybody out there to warm up or not. I did see Barry peek in that direction, but we can't see the bullpen from here.
Two balls and no strikes to Drew Haney. On a rare occasion, he's falling behind a hitter. Here's the stretch, the 2-0, swing and a miss. I think what Barry Messer told him, now I'm no coach, but I'm thinking he's saying, don't worry about that runner at first. Let's just get outs now. We're only five outs away. The 2-1 pitch. Just missed. And it's 3-1.
I really like that pitch, John. He tried to muscle over that breaking ball.
Garrett League asked where it was. The umpire said outside. Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. That one sails high, and it's a walk. First walk of the game for Dylan King. And runners at first and second now, and Ravenwood's got something cooking. Brings up Darryl Freeman, who has struck out twice as well. The lights are on here at Siegel High School as we approach darkness at the 7:27 mark. And Barry Messer may have seen all he wants. It is the second trip, and we're going to make a change, I think, here. And I don't know who he will go to. I'm thinking Drew Huff, but we'll have to wait and see. He has yet made no indication, but I think it's going to be somebody that's in the field. And Dylan King is going to be relieved. He gets a big hug from Brady Puckett.
It's going to be Huff.
Yeah. And I think he's going to change gloves and stay in the game. And it is going to be Drew Huff. Drew Huff, the new pitcher, as we make the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air call to the bullpen. We'll be back with Riverdale leading 4-1. Stay with us.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Driving around in a state of doubt, wondering how your car insurance will really take care of you? I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman. Let me get you to a state of confidence that the coverage you're driving around with is actually driven by your wants and needs.
Get to a better state, State Farm.
Stuck in a state of falling behind, struggling to keep up with your kids, your finances, your insurance, your life?
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton. Let me help you by handling your auto, home, and life insurance. 895-0500.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, proud sponsor of the Game of the Week. When we have nothing left and find something more.
When every muscle, every bead of sweat pushes us beyond our limits.
In that moment,
the athlete in all of us is born.
The sports medicine specialist at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance champion athletes of all ages.
When something takes you out of the game, TOA is there to skillfully repair, reconstruct, rehabilitate.
And return you to the pursuit of glory that only sport can bring.
Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance, we help you heal.
Parents are very involved with our school.
Middle Tennessee Christian School, secondary principal Todd Miller.
At MTCS, we're blessed with phenomenal support from our parents. Solid homes with structure and discipline. At Middle Tennessee Christian School, we have a group of teachers and coaches who truly care about kids. And it's far deeper than a coaching on the field or teaching in the classroom.
MTCS.
And the first pitch to Darryl Freeman is a ball, 1-0. Drew Huff in relief of Dylan King. And, Brian, you've got the stats on Dylan so far. The runners out at first and second belong to him. Here's the pitch, swung on, popped up out of play. Count even at a ball and strike. By the way, Dylan King has stayed in the game and is playing shortstop now.
So it was just a switch with Huff coming in from short and King going out to short. King did go 5 1/3 innings. One run, four hits, 11 strikeouts, and a walk.
And the pitch is in the dirt. Two balls and a strike. Don't want to lose Freeman. He is the tying run. He's at the plate. Huff looks into the sign from League. Working from the stretch. Here's the 2-1 pitch. That's high, and it's 3-1. Three balls, one strike. The stretch by Huff, the 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, he was going for it. Comes up empty. And the count now full. Three balls, two strikes.
Yeah, that pitch really fooled him right there, John.
Elliott at second. Haney at first. One out here in the top of the sixth. The stretch, the pitch. Swung on, fouled away. Nothing fancy about Drew Huff, and, boy, he just throws hard. Freeman steps back in there. Dudas would be next. Here's the sign. The stretch, the pitch, runner's going. Fly ball, pretty well hit, center field. Back goes McNeil. He's got it. Edge of the track. Runners have to retreat back to second and first. So a big second out, and that brings up Matthew Dudas, who has flied out and struck out. He's 0 for 2.
Let's head out to Blackman and get an update. Rafferty Cleary is going to have that. Well, we'll wait till Dudas bats around here. Dudas 0 for 2. Hopefully will become the last out here of this inning, and Riverdale can get out of the pinch and hold on to this 4-1 lead.
Here's the stretch and the pitch. Ball outside, one ball, no strikes.
Rafferty is covering that Central Spring Hill game for us, giving us some in-game updates.
I got a feeling something's happened out there, too. I hope it's in a good way. The 1-0 pitch. Just missed, two balls, no strikes. That was close. Drew Huff. Came from behind. He fell behind Freeman and got him out. Let's see what he does with Dudas. Swung on. Line foul. Deep foul. That may hit the road as well. Two balls and a strike. Perfect roll for Drew Huff. In relief. Trying to save it for Dylan King. Here's the pitch. Just missed. And it's 3-1. Another bad one would load it up for Tyler Craig. Oh, you got a feeling this is Drew Huff's game now, no matter what. The stretch and the 3-1 pitch about to be made. Here it is. Strike called right at the letters, and it's a full count.
Runners will be going now with two out, and that's important because if he drills one in the gap, you could have both runners scoring, even from first. Elliott, Davis, Elliott down at second, and at first is Haney. The 3-2. Into the dirty, walked him. Bases are loaded. First walk for Huff. Only the second walk in the game. And here is Tyler Craig with the bases loaded. There comes moments in games, Brian, where it's make or break. This is one for Riverdale.
Yeah, this is a huge, huge inning.
We're going to get a runner for Dudas. And that will be, Brian, number seven. Bases are loaded. Tyler Craig, who's hit by a pitch, stole a base, and he's also struck out. He's 0 for 1.
It's Bailey Witten running over there at first.
So Elliott goes to third. Haney's at second. And Witten is at first. Huff with the pitch. Into the dirt and low. One ball, no strikes. Got to throw strikes. Here's the stretch of the pitch. That one misses high and upstairs. Two balls, no strikes. No place to put Craig. And I would bet the farm he's going to be taken here. Brad Woodson goes out to have a little word with him. Not much you can tell him right here, Brian. Just throw strikes.
Well, this is just to settle him down a little bit, John. I think that was a strategic move by Barry Messer. And
two balls, no strikes. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Strike called. You got to remember, too, Brian, Drew Huff hasn't pitched in a while. They've been playing so well that they've not needed him. So it's been probably maybe a couple of weeks since he's pitched. 2-1 pitch. Strike two called. Well, Brad Woodson must be a genius because whatever he told him, he's thrown two strikes. He's got that head coaching quality.
I guess he gets it honest.
Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Oh, my. Little changeup. Just missed the outside corner. The count is full. Everybody will be going. This could be something. Three balls, two strikes. The stretch by Huff, the pitch. Swing and a miss, and he struck him out. And the inning is over. Woo, I can't stand many more innings like that. No runs. There was a hit, two walks, and three Raptors left. We go to the bottom of the sixth. Riverdale still leads 4-1. But before we do that, let's go to Eagleville and let's hear a report from Rafferty Cleary.
As we head into the bottom of the sixth inning, both pitchers willing and dealing right now. Gage Gillen of Spring Hill seems to be getting stronger as the game progresses. And Will Northfleet of Central Magnet is really getting some help off his breaking ball as of late. Still knotted up 1-1 as we head into the bottom half of the sixth inning. But one thing's for sure, as of late, both pitchers really making it difficult for anybody to make any contact on the baseball. Brian and John, back to you. We'll give you more updates as they come along.
We'll be back.
Prez Alsup Heating and Air, a reliable, affordable solution to your heating and air needs.
If your old unit needs a tune-up, the professionals at Prez Alsup Heating and Air service all major brands and even same-day service in most cases.
Call today at 890-1311.
They offer complete duct cleaning services and free estimates on a new system featuring Heil, Rood, and GMC products.
Rely on the experienced professionals at Prez Alsup Heating and Air.
Prez Alsup Heating and Air on West College Street, just under the Thompson Lane overpass.
Online at PrezAlsup.com.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent David Wilson. You're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Well, if you like baseball, friends, you have got to love this game. Full of drama. No drama with State Farm agents Andy Womack, Celeste Middleton, Bud Morris, David Wilson, Jeannie Allman, Trey Helton, and Monty King. They're just lovers of Rutherford County sports, and we thank them. Get to a better state with State Farm, our presenting sponsor of Prep Sports.
We go to the bottom of the sixth. Caleb Swayze leading off, and the first pitch to him is a ball inside, 1-0. I wouldn't mind having a couple more runs, really. I don't trust the Raptors.
No, they've out-hit us. No, they haven't.
Here's the pitch, swing and a miss.
Looked at the board wrong. 4-6 and 0 for Riverdale, 1-4 and 0 for the Raptors, who are scary, I'm telling you.
Here's the wind and the 1-1 pitch into the dirt. Well, they will send up in the top of the seventh Kanskor, Severance, and Beamish. So not an easy group there, the 9-1 and 2 hitters. Here's the wind and the pitch by Yates, who's gone all the way. Swing and a high chopper to first. Kanskor has it, going to flip it to Yates covering, and he's out by about two steps. One out in the sixth. It goes 3-1 on the putout. Brings up Brad Woodson, who has struck out, but reached on a wild pitch and scored, and then he's popped to second. He's 0-2. Right-handed batter steps in there. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Riverdale still leading 4-1. And he bunts, and it's a good one. Coming up with it is Elliott, and they throw it away. Woodson decides to hold. Do they get him? No, he gets back in time. Made the turn, and they picked it up quickly. But it's a bunt single, and he is at first with one out. Brian, the board does have, they're going to have seven hits, I think, if they call that. Yes, but we really have eight. So I'm sticking to my guns and going to go with eight.
That's right. Forgot about that. I was just reading the board.
Here's Shaver, who has singled and popped up. And he is 1-2. Might see a bunt again here. And Elliott is in at third at the edge of the grass, anticipating that. Kanskor holding Woodson close at first. Here's the pitch. Down low a ball, one ball, no strikes. Sun has set here at Siegel High School at around 20-8. Been really a pretty fast game. Throw over, runner back.
If Riverdale can hold on and win this game, they'll play Farragut at 2 o'clock tomorrow right here, and they're hoping for 2 tomorrow.
Here's the pitch. Strike called, and it's 1-1. So that means we can leave the table here if we win.
Yes.
Just walk right up, and that's all we got to do.
It's a good thing I did Monday. Early-ish, isn't it?
That is correct. You've done a lot of pre-planning. Appreciate that, Brian. One ball, one strike. All I had to do was show up. Check of the runner. Here's the pitch. That one sails upstairs. Two balls and a strike to Shaver.
Well, you
McCullough
are
would be next.
Indeed. Working your day job.
Yeah.
In between.
Two balls, one strike, one out. Woodson at first. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive deep. Going back, still going back. This ball's off the wall. Woodson going to go to third. Shaver going to stand with a double. So runners at second and third and only one out. You just never know. That little bunt single may have sparked something. And here is Clint McCullough, who has a bunt single and flied out to right. He's 1-2. And that may be all for Luke Yates.
Well, they're definitely sending somebody down to warm up. This is only the second.
Well, they're not going to pull him now then if they're just now. Well, yeah, they're going now. So
Hayes is a pitcher, Corey Hayes. He's a senior, plays some third base as well. So this is just a delay tactic, and they're hurriedly warming up. Corey Hayes down there in the bullpen. If you're injured during the game, don't forget our friends at Tennessee Orthopedic Alliance. They are here for you. Your sports medicine provider, TOA, the best for everybody. For more information, visit TOA.com. It has been never since we have done a broadcast in my 21 years without our friends at TOA. Before that, Murfreesboro Orthopedic Alliance or Murfreesboro Orthopedics. I can't remember now what it was called with Dr. Johns and Dr. Jordan were out there.
The batter will be Clint McCullough with runners at second and third. Rafferty Cleary back with an update. We'll have that in just a second. McCullough stands in there. 4-1. Riverdale trying to get more. Woodson at third. Shaver at second. Here's the stretch. And now the pitch. Swung on, popped up, back this way to the screen, and it's 0-1.
These seniors, by the way, for Riverdale have already graduated, like McCullough. They graduated last night on the baseball field about 9 o'clock after the games over there at Riverdale. Pretty cool feeling, I would imagine. That's something that doesn't happen to everybody.
The 0-1 pitch, strike in there, and it's 0-2 now to McCullough.
It's kind of feel weird to be already graduated and no more school, but still representing your school in the Spring Fling baseball tournament.
No balls and two strike, the count to Clint McCullough. Yates' pitch, swinging a foul back out of play.
McCullough doing his best to stay alive here.
They got Woodson at third and Shaver at second. Trying to put across a couple more runs here in the bottom half of the sixth to help out Drew Huff. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Curveball up in his eyes, and it's lined into right field, base hit. Here comes Woodson. Shaver's going to hold at third. It's 5-1 Riverdale. McCullough goes the other way, gets an RBI single.
Let's get out to Blackman and get that update from Rafferty Cleary on Central and Spring Hill. Rafferty?
Well, guys, big news for Central Magnets fans. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Alex Rupp would lead off with a single, and he would soon advance the second off a pass ball. Then, with one out and Alex Rupp on second, Josh Green brought the crowd to their feet with a shot to right center, scoring in Rupp. That makes it 2-1 as we head into the top of the seventh inning. Brian and John, back to you guys.
Well, close game there. Central trying to hang on to a 2-1 lead going to the seventh. It's 5-1 here, Riverdale, and there have been three hits in the inning, and that brings up Garrett League, the catcher. So a run is in. Shaver is at third, and McCullough at first. Here's the pitch. He bunts it, and it's a good one. Gets by the pitcher. They're not going to get anybody. Another run scores. Garrett League with a bunt single. And scoring from third is Shaver. And it's 6-1.
Fourth hit in a row, both McCullough and League with ribbies as well. And that is going to be the day for Caleb Yates.
And there you are. May have put this game out of reach. I don't want to speak too prematurely because of the Raptor bats, but, boy, you got to like your chances with two more runs here and a 6-1 lead. It's 2-1, Central Magnet leading Spring Hill going to the seventh. We're in the bottom of the sixth here. Riverdale leads 6-1. We're going to make the Prentice Awesome Heating Air call to the bullpen. We'll tell you who it is after this timeout.
Haynes Brothers Lumber Company specializes in replacement and custom windows and doors. This is Terry Haynes, and Sun Windows and Doors have a wide array of options to fit every application and budget. Our knowledgeable staff will help you with design ideas to answering technical glass performance questions. Haynes Brothers Lumber and Sun Windows and Doors. It's a winning combination. Call us today at 893-1515 or stop by our showroom on Northwest Broad Street. Haynes Brothers Lumber Company and Sun Windows, the people you know, the people you trust.
Family fun at the Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane. Owner Roy Bowden joins us to talk about leagues.
We have a whole range of leagues from people who claim they can't bowl on up to the very professional types.
Plus, being open 24 hours a day gives those who work in industry, like at Nissan and others in the area, the opportunity to unwind.
They love to come in right after work, have a good time, relax for a little while. They go home and they're in great shape.
The Smyrna Bowling Center at the corner of Sam Ridley Parkway and Weekly Lane.
Hi, this is Jeff Mullins with J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts on West Northfield Boulevard. Come by and see us. We do carry the Luminox watches. It's the official watch of the Navy SEALs and the Special Forces. We carry the tungsten steel wedding bands, very popular with the guys. They're not going to break the bank or anything. Those start at about $90 and go to about $129. J. Mullins Jewelry and Gifts. Right behind Green Bank and right next door to Fuji's restaurant.
I'm State Farm Agent Trey Helton, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Both Riverdale and Central Magnet trying to make it to the state's final four in their respective divisions. in baseball. Right now it's 6-1 Riverdale with only one out. New pitcher is Hayes for the Raptors, and John Dinkins, Jordan McNeil standing in. He's got some work to do.
Yeah, runners at first and second. Jordan McNeil's walked, and he's grounded to the mound. He is 0-1. Runners at first and second. Corey Hayes trying to close the door on Riverdale, who has exploded here for two runs on four hits. And the pitch is a strike called.
Yeah, great game in terms of the bats coming around. 11 hits in the game for the Warriors.
And really some good strategy by Barry Metzer. He went with Drew Huff, and Drew struggled a little bit, but was able to get out of that inning. And now has a 6-1 lead. Showed bunt. And it's a ball, one ball, one strike.
The Admirals await the winner of this game, which we hope is Riverdale, for a 2 o'clock game tomorrow. It'll be the bracket championship game. Riverdale would have to come out of the loser's bracket and win two against Farragut tomorrow if they can get there and the 6-1 lead holds up.
Runners at first and second, one out. Now Hayes steps off the rubber. I'm sure we have a runner over there, and I didn't catch his number while the pitching was changed, but he got his number now. That's Jonah Flippo running for league. One ball, one strike. Corey Hayes in relief of Luke Yates. Winds and pitches. Swung on, grounder to second. Could be two. Flip to second, one. On to first. Safe. And stealing home and coming home on a very alert play is Clint McCullough. He just outfoxed him and scored. He just kept coming and scored on that force out. Alert base running by Clint McCullough. Wow, stole a run there, Brian.
Boy, certainly did, and that was excellent, excellent base running there by Clint McCullough.
McNeil is retired. 6-4. I'll make that 4-6, I'm sorry.
Flippo.
And they retire Flippo, and but McCullough steals a run to make it 7-1. Three runs have scored in the inning on four hits. Two out now, and it's Drew Huff, the batter, with a runner at first and two out.
So that'd be McNeil at first on a fielder's choice, right?
Yes. Well, that was strange, wasn't it? McCullough
really
just kind of just kept going. He never stopped.
And I think caught Ravenwood napping there a little
yeah.
bit. Because they were so concerned about turning that double play, and Barry Messer sent him. That's pretty good coaching down there at third, too.
Here's the stretch of the pitch into the dirt. Nice stop by Dudas. And Drew Huff, who's had a great night, 3-for-3. A double, a single, and another single. And he's also stolen a base, and he's trying to save the game for Dylan King. That's all he's been doing tonight.
Hasn't been busy at all.
He's Iron Man.
He's loafing, isn't he?
One ball, no strikes. Hayes, here's the pitch. Strike called right down the middle. One ball, one strike. Three more outs for the Riverdale Warriors to get to advance to tomorrow's game, which we hope is going to be a doubleheader for them. One ball, one strike. Get a good night's rest. Here's a pitch. Chopper to short. Oh, nice play there by Haney. Throws to first in time. Beautiful play by Drew Haney. And that's going to do it for the bottom of the sixth, but not before Riverdale comes up with three runs on four hits. They also stole a run that inning. We go to the top of the seventh. You got to hold them, Warriors. We got to play tomorrow with the score. Riverdale 7, Ravenwood 1. Stay right here with us.
Pizza. Sir Pizza spokesman Dalton Barrett here with my BPF, best pizza friend Heather, and her parents just don't get us.
They just don't understand how good it is. A special blend of cheese, the sauce, the crunchiness.
The dough, the ingredients, the square slices. Heather, that's why we'll always be BPFs. See you at Sir Pizza on East Main, South Church at Barfield Crescent, and on Memorial.
Sir Pizza, you made me love pizza again.
Craig's Tax Service.
We perform tax preparation, individual tax returns, corporations, partnerships, and all your payroll bookkeeping needs.
Brandon Craig with Craig's Tax Service.
We fulfill all your tax preparation needs, from individual returns to corporations, and handle any of those scary letters you may get from the IRS.
Craig's Tax Service at 142 Heritage Park Drive. Call 890-2233 for an appointment.
We're proud to support all Rutherford County athletes.
Craig's Tax Service, 890-2233.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Andy Womack, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Brewers lead the Braves 6-1. They go into the seventh inning. Here it's 7-1 as well, but the good guys are ahead. And leading off for the Raptors is Kaskor. And he takes a pitch down low, one ball, no strikes. Kaskor, Severance, and Beamish. Three outs to get for the Warriors. Here's the wind and the pitch. Fastball right down the middle. It's 1-1. Huff wastes no time, does he? He's just ready to go. Signed by League. Here's the wind and the 1-1. Fastball in there, and it's 1-2. Nothing fancy about Drew Huff. He just rears back and throws it. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That was a changeup. Got away from him. It's two balls, two strikes. Didn't throw that pitch well enough to even get him to take. Two balls, two strikes. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line foul down the third baseline. Had a good cut there. Two balls, two strikes. League with a sign. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Low. Count full. Three balls, two strikes. Don't want to walk him, Drew. Let's get him out. Make him hit it. Here's the wind. The 3-2 pitch. Swung on. And a drive deep left field. Back goes Swayze. It's off the wall. Kaskor makes the turn. And he's going to be in with a double to lead off the seventh. Those three runs in the sixth look pretty big now, don't they? So Kaskor doubles, and that's going to bring up the top of the order, Hagen Severance, who struck out, hit a home run, and he's doubled. He's 2-for-3.
Tom, we'll get a game recap from Rafferty Cleary, but I can pass along some good news. The Central Magnet Tigers are in the state's Final Four with a 2-1 win over Spring Hill, and they'll face tomorrow CAK for the bracket championship and try to get to the state championship game on Friday.
It's 7-1 here. Kaskor is led off with a double. Here's the wind and the pitch. Breaking ball outside. One ball, no strikes. Hagen Severance. I'm sure glad it's 7-1 and not 4-1. Here's the pitch. Low. That may not give him much to hit. Two balls, no strikes. So we got one surviving tomorrow. We've got three outs to get here in the seventh. Here's the pitch. And it's down low in the dirt. Two balls, three balls, no strikes. We'll go to Rafferty right after we see what Severance does here. Three balls, no strikes. Here's the pitch. He walked him. Runners at first and second. Let's go to Rafferty Cleary for that final checkup from Eagle. From Blackman.
Well, guys, I bring you good news. Central Magnet lives to see another day. There was two outs with two on in the bottom of the seventh inning, and Brandon Hardison flied out to deep left field of Spring Hill, and that would secure a Central Magnet 2-1 victory. Guys, back to you all.
Indeed, good news out there from Rafferty Cleary.
And yeah, he was even choking up over it.
Well, I don't think he was. He was just in our feed back to
us.
Oh,
I got you. Yeah. Okay. Well, the powwow on the mound, and Barry Messer through talking to Drew Huff. Runners at first and second, nobody out. That's going to bring up Beamish. And quite honestly, I know you don't want to put base runners on, but I'm kind of almost glad we walked the guy. Here's Beamish. Popped up, flied out twice. He's 0-for-3. Drew Huff trying to save it for Dylan King, who pitched great tonight, 5 1/3 innings, struck out 11 batters. It's a second walk for Drew Huff. First pitch is in there for a strike, 0-1. Raptors not going away easily. Here's the pitch. Down low in the dirt. Runners are going to move up second and third. League finally finds it. Huff covers the plate. The runners at second, third with nobody out.
John, without that three spot on the board in the bottom of the sixth, I'd be really nervous. I'm kind of nervous right now, but I'd be really nervous.
Well, just with these guys, you just feel like you never have enough.
Well, they're not going to go down quietly, that's for sure.
Need an out right here. One ball, one strike. I don't care where. Need one. Swing and a miss. Took something off. Bemis way out in front. One ball, two strikes. Runners at second and third. Cascor down at third. Their runs really mean nothing. Here's the pitch. Swung on. Line drive. Base hit right field. Cascor is going to score. They're going to hold Severance. They're not going to take any chances, and it's 7-2. Single and an RBI for Beamish. Now I'm starting to get a little nervous. Second run scored. It's 7-2. Second hit of the inning along with a walk. And Bryce Denton, the batter, who's doubled, struck out and flied out to deep left field. This crowd getting a little restless. They would like to see the outs come now. First run charge to Drew Huff. Throw over, runner back. Nobody out still in the inning. Runners at first and third. Beamish at first. Severance at third. Pitches a ball, 1-0. Coscor started this inning with a double. Then Severance walked, and then a single by Beamish. A run is in. Here's the wind of the 1-0 pitch into the dirt. Two balls, no strikes. We can't tell if anybody's warming up in the Riverdale bullpen, and I kind of doubt they are. Here's the stretch, the 2-0 pitch. Swung on, chopped, fair ball down the third baseline. Severance is going to score. Coming over to third is going to be Beamish, and at second with an RBI is Bryce Denton, and here we go. Still nobody out. Just out of reach of Brad Woodson down at third. Going to bring up Davis Elliott, who struck out twice, and he singled. He's 1-for-3. It's 7-3 now. Third hit of the inning. I'm getting a little squeamish. The Riverdale fans trying to show support here to Drew Huff. We're not yet for the tying run at the plate yet. Here's the wind, the pitch. Breaking ball in there for a strike. It's 0-1.
Keep those claps coming if he can keep those strikes coming. Nobody out. That's the concerning part right now. They've already scored two runs with two on.
And that pitch is down low. One ball, one strike. Denton's at second. Beamish at third. Nobody out. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Into the dirt. Ball gets away. Another run's going to score. Wild pitch. Scores, and in comes Beamish with run number four. Now I'm worried. Two balls and a strike. 7-4 the score. Runner at third, nobody out. Davis Elliott stepping in there with a 2-1 count. That's Denton now down at third. And the pitch almost gets away. Slow, it's 3-1. And what do you do if you're Barry Messer here?
Oh, I can see those wheels turning over there for sure.
Three balls and a strike. Here's the pitch. Strike called. It's full now. Three balls, two strikes. You're getting now to the toward the bottom of the order. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Walked him. Bases now with runners at first and third. Third walk by Huff. Barry Messer on his way to the mound. Things have kind of fallen apart here in the top of the seventh. The tying run, Brian, is now at the plate.
Well, that's exactly what we didn't want to see, and there's going to be a pitching change.
Dylan King, I think, is going to come out. Drew Huff's going to go back to short. And coming in is Charlie Fultz for Riverdale to try to save this game before it gets away. Runners at first and third, nobody out. Tying run is at the plate in the person of Drew Haney. We'll take a break. Riverdale leads 7-4. We'll be back.
Parents of seniors, listen up. Loveless Photography wants to remind you there's still time to get your senior portraits ordered. It's time to mail in those cap and gown photo orders. They've been laying on the kitchen table for a while. Get those mailed back into Loveless. Also time to get those spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography, capturing memories for families for over 30 years. They're proud of this year's seniors, and they know you are too. Get your cap and gown along with spring photos ordered. Loveless Fine Photography on Clark between Memorial and Highland. Lovelessphotography.com, 890-1558.
This is Juan at Midas of Murfreesboro. We're on Northwest Broad between Kroger and the Country Club. Midas is known for mufflers and exhausts, and we do it like no one else.
This is Eric at Midas of Murfreesboro, where we also do brakes, tires, oil changes, alignments, diagnostics.
If it's a problem for you, then we can solve it.
There's no car or truck problem we can't solve to get you back safely on the road.
Midas of Murfreesboro.
We're on Northwest Broad Street between Kroger's and the Country Club.
Trust the Midas touch.
The time is now. Bob Watts Auction. The time is now.
Absolute Land Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. Lots number 35 through 38 on Searcy Street will be auctioned off. Again, this is an Absolute Auction in Murfreesboro, Saturday, May 31st. See pictures at BobParksAuction.com today.
Bob Watts Auction.
State Farm. I'm State Farm Agent Bud Morris, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
7-4, our score. Charlie Fultz in relief of Drew Huff, and he's going to face Drew Haney.
Still nobody out here, John. They've already put three on the board here in the top of the seventh.
And Haney's 0-for-3 or 0-for-2 with a walk. And Fultz's first pitch is a strike called, 0-1. This may change the – if we hold on here, this may change what happens tomorrow in the pitching department, particularly if Fultz has to go any distance at all or has to throw a lot of pitches. Hopefully he'll get out of this. Here's the pitch, down low a ball. It's 1-1. Well, I told you the Raptors had a – comeback tendency, and they are trying to do that here in the seventh. Riverdale 7, Raptors 4. Down his third is Denton. Here's the pitch at first. It's Elliott. And the count goes 2-1. There have been two walks in the inning, along with two hits. Make that three hits. The stretch by Fultz. The pitch to the plate, down low, and now he's gone 3-1.
He's trying to nibble that outside corner, John, and it's fallen low, fallen off.
Another bad one would load him up. Here's the stretch, the 3-1 pitch, swung on, grounded to third. Woodson has it, bobbles it momentarily, throw to first, in time, got it by a half a step. Whoa, that was close. Another run scores, however. Denton from third. And Elliott goes to second as Woodson goes to first to retire Haney. 5-3 on the putout. And that'll bring up Darryl Freeman, who has struck out twice and flied out. He's 0-for-3. So a little bit of relief work there, and I'm feeling a little better. The tying run is at the plate. With a runner at second and one out. Fultz just needs to get out. Fultz in relief of Drew Huff, who was in relief of Dylan King. And now time is called as Freeman steps out. 7-5, Riverdale. Here's the stretch. And now the pitch to the plate. Swung on. Fly ball center. McNeil there. He loses it. It's over his head. I don't think he saw it. Here comes one run in. Freeman heading for third. And he is going to make it. And it's 7-6. So the runner at third and one out. Oh, my. The Raptors are going crazy over here. And I don't blame them. A screaming double, and I think Jordan missed that. I think he just didn't see it. I think he got a late jump, and it is a, we're going to give him a triple and two RBIs. This is unbelievable, really. And he's going to bring up Matthew Dudas. With still one out and a runner, the tying run is at third. And Dudas has flied out, struck out, and walked. This has been a nightmare inning, that's for sure. They had a 7-1 lead going into the seventh. And they've had one, two walks, one, two, three hits, four hits. And that's how quickly it's come back. Freeman, the tie run at third, and he can fly. We might even see Dudas bunt. Huff is in. The infield is all in all the way around, expecting maybe a bunt. They're going to cut off that run at third if they have to. One out. Here's the pitch by Fultz. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Well, if you left us at 7-1 and you've turned back in, tuned us back in, wow. 7-6, Riverdale. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Breaking pitch sails outside, and it's a ball and a strike now to Dudas. Craig would be next, and then Kaskor, who got it all started. 1-1 to count. The stretch by Charlie Fultz. And here's the pitch. Strike called right in the knees, and it's 1-2. Could use a strikeout. Or a ground ball right to somebody. The Freeman's got great speed, so if you do it, you got to go quick. Here's the stretch, the 1-2 pitch into the dirt. Good stop there by League. And there's a lot of pressure under League right now, too. Anything into the dirt, he's got to smother. Two balls, two strikes. Riverdale clinging to a one-run lead. Fultz looks in from the sign for League. Freeman with his lead at third. He hasn't really moved off the bag. He doesn't want to be picked off. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to third. Woodson holds the runner. Throws to first. In time. Two out. Great play by Woodson. Held the runner and threw a strike to first. Two out. And the last hope for the Raptors is Tyler Craig, who struck out twice and been hit by a pitch. The ninth man to bat in the inning.
Listen to these Warrior fans.
Five runs have scored on four hits. Here's the pitch by Fultz. Breaking ball in the dirt. 1-0. Good stop by League. I cannot tell you the importance of League back there. Stopping everything in the dirt. Pass ball or wow pitch means a tie game. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Into the dirt again. League, it gets by him. They're going to throw. He's safe. Fultz couldn't get there in time, and we're tied. I just mentioned that League had to block everything. He could not come up with that one, and we are tied at 7. Scoring from third is Freeman, and Ravenwood comes up the deck to tie the game at 7. Boy, does that take a lot of pressure off of Tyler Craig. Infield now back. 7-7 the score. And now what this does is Fultz will probably have to pitch the next inning if he can get out of this one. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive, left field. Swayze there again. He's a gazelle out there, folks. But, boy, the damage has already been done. Five runs on four hits. There were two walks and a wild pitch. And we are tied at six-run score here in the top of the seventh. Our score now, Riverdale 7, Ravenwood 7. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Let's get some runs, Warriors, with State Farm Prep Baseball. Stay with us.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Training for eternity.
That starts with practicing our faith.
Secondary school principal Todd Miller.
Writing research papers and solving chemistry equations. Scoring touchdowns, hitting three-pointers, hitting home runs, and scoring soccer goals. We want to be the best that we can be at every single thing we do, and we'll not settle for anything less.
Middle Tennessee Christian School. Online at mtcscougars.org.
This is Steve Martin at Steve Martin Construction. From the plan, design to build, we know that your biggest investment is your home. At Steve Martin Construction, we'll spend as much time as needed to ensure your custom design home is exactly what you need and want. Give me a call at 904-9639 and see some of our work online at stevemartinconstruction.com. I can guarantee every detail will exceed your expectation. Steve Martin Construction, 904-9639.
I'm State Farm agent Jeannie Allman, and you're listening to Prep Baseball.
FM 100.5, FM 101.9, WGNSradio.com, AM 1450.
Well, with all of the occurrences in the top of the seventh, six runs for the Raptors to tie it at 7-7, erasing that 7-1 lead that Riverdale had. John, it now is very simple. Right here, you can end it all anyway.
Yeah, I don't think you want to go extra innings if possible. 7-7 our score. I feel like I'm in a bad horror movie. Jason just attacked me with a chainsaw or something. Boy. Well, here's Haddon Adams going to lead it off. Let's go, Warriors. Let's get a run. Here's the wind and the pitch. Inside a ball. Just when you thought it was safe lead, those Raptors come back. One ball, no strikes to Adams. Here's the pitch, swung on, high pop right side, giving chase. Over there is Cascor. I believe it's out of play. And the count goes a ball and a strike. Adams with new life. 7-11-0 for Riverdale, 7-8-0 for Ravenwood. Did I ever give that report from Rafferty?
Yes.
I thought so. It's been so long.
Yeah, Central did win 2-1 over Spring Hill, and they'll be playing tomorrow in the bracket final versus CAK.
Here's the wind of the pitch. Swung on, chopped through the hole, base hit. Good start for the Warriors. And just like that, the leadoff batter is on, and Haddon Adams with his first hit. 12th hit of the game for Riverdale. Now Brady Puckett. Really don't want to butt Brady, but boy, right now, you want to get that runner in scoring position.
Fultz, by the way, is now the pitcher of record after that top of the seventh.
Corey Hayes looks into the sign from Dudas.
Hayes the same for the Raptors.
Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, chopped off to the mound. Hayes going to go to second, got the lead runner, and not Puckett. But, boy, that was a nice play by Hayes to get the lead man. So Puckett retired. He goes 1-6 on the putout. And Puckett the runner at first, which I'm thinking it would be Belcher, maybe not. He's still down there. And Caleb Swayze the batter, who could end it with one swing of the bat. We'd love to see a gapper. Caleb has doubled, struck out, and grounded to first. He's 1-for-3. Runner at first, one out. Bottom of the seventh. A run ends it. Pitch is a strike call. Caleb takes it, 0-1. Brad Woodson would be next. What a game.
It's never over till the fat lady sings,
is it? That's right, and I think that's one of the greatest comebacks I've ever seen. Down 7-1. Here's the pitch. Swung on, line drive, left field. Base hit. Here comes Puckett with those long legs. He's making the turn. They're going to send him? No, they hold him at third. Probably a good idea.
Boy, he was digging.
Well, he sure was. Those legs were churning. Runners at second and third. Caleb Swayze delivers a double, and now Riverdale in great shape. Puckett goes to third. Swayze at second. And it's going to be Brad Woodson, the batter, who has struck out, reached on a wild pitch, however, and scored a run, popped up, and he singled and scored again in the sixth.
A lot of discussion here from the Ravenwood coach, and he's going to make his way out there. Teddy Craig, I'm not sure what the discussion was with the umpire, but he's going out to try to settle down Hayes. Barry Messer comes over, I guess, just to ask what the conversation was about.
Boy, that was as close to being a foul ball as it possibly could be.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I had to wait on the home plate umpire to signal.
Well, I had a little better look at it, John, and where it hit, it was inches away.
I thought so because you almost jumped out of your chair. I kind of felt like it was fair. 7-7 our score.
I really thought Puckett, I mean, he was digging, man. He was going, but, you know, Barry Messer made the smart move now looking back at it because I don't think he could have ever gotten home.
Well, once it got to the shortstop, it would have been a bang-bang play. 7-7 our score. Runners at second and third and only one out. And Brad Woodson with a chance to be a hero here in the bottom half of the seventh. And you know what? It's 8:20 at night, and I would love for Brad to be a hero also. Woodson can handle the bat, and he can also bunt very well. And it wouldn't surprise me if they pulled a squeeze. They're going to walk Woodson to load the bases, which is probably a good strategy by Ravenwood. So an intentional walk by Hayes. And here's the scenario. With the score tied 7-7, Puckett is at third, Swayze is at second, Woodson is at first, and the batter is going to be Weston Shaver. This forces a play at any base, which is a wise move by Ravenwood. They're going to bring the infield in, going to play it for the lead run. They're going to go home with it. So we need a little bingle, a fly ball, a sacrifice fly would win it, and the outfield's going to come in too. Because if it is a fly ball and it's shallow, they're going to throw home. Where you have the advantage here, if you hit a deep fly ball, you've won the game. Another advantage is the infield is in, so all you need to do is try to hit something hard between the holes. Makes a 300 hitter a 400 hitter. Makes a 200 hitter a 300 hitter. 7-7 the score. Corey Hayes in a major jam. Bases loaded, full of Warriors. The wind, and here's the pitch. Did he go? It's in the dirt. They check. They appeal. They say no. One ball, no strikes. Weston Shaver has singled, popped up, and doubled. He's had a good night. He's 2 for 3. One of those was a bunt single. Going to be hard to bunt with the first baseman and third baseman right on top of you. Puckett at third. He's the winning run. Here's the wind and the 1-0 pitch. High, two balls, no strikes, no place to put him either. That's another situation. All types of ways to score. What you don't want to do is hit a weak grounder. I think he'll be taken here if it's anywhere he thinks it may not be close. They're going to make him throw a strike, I believe. 2-0. Here's the wind and the pitch. Swung on, popped up out of play. Well, he had a good pitch to hit. Might have been a little high, but I wouldn't have taken it. I would have swung at it too. Two balls, one strike. About the only hope the Raptors have is a weak grounder or a strikeout. Corey Hayes has the bases loaded and one out. Weston Shaver in there. The sign by Dudas. Here's the 2-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Comes up empty, and the count goes 2 balls, 2 strikes. Clint McCullough would be next. I knew I should have seen my heart doctor today.
Isn't that the truth?
Two balls, two strikes, one out. Shaver the batter. Here's the whine and the 2-2 pitch. Swung on. Shot to third. Off his chest. The Warriors are going to win it. By a score of 8-7. Well, the Raptors did everything but catch the ball. And the Warriors win it 8-7 in the seventh. That's going to be an E5 on that play for the winning run to score. The final score, Riverdale 8, Ravenwood 7. They live to play tomorrow. Fultz the winner. The loser is Hayes. And, boy, after you come back, and, Brian, you called it. You said they were going to win it. Hats off to you, buddy. You might be the player of the game.
I don't know. I felt kind of weird there for a while.
Well, we're going to take a break and take a big, deep breath, and we'll be back with the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air postgame show for you right after this. The final score, once again, Riverdale 8, Ravenwood 7. We'll be back.